WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, life throws some curveballs our way, right? Some days it feels like we're winning, and other days, well, let's just say those other days can make us want to crawl back into bed and hide under the covers. But here is the thing. Those other days, those moments of failure, they are actually opportunities in disguise. That's right, I said it, opportunities. It sounds crazy, but hear me out. Today on Fortitude First, we're diving deep into developing a growth mindset through failure. Think about it, ever feel like you hit a wall? Like you've tried something over and over again, and it just keeps backfiring. You know that feeling when you're staring at the same problem, trying to figure out the solution, but your brain feels like it's stuck on repeat? That's where this whole growth mindset thing comes in. It's about reframing those moments of failure as stepping stones, as chances to learn and grow. Here are a few key takeaways to help you embrace the growth mindset. 1. Ditch the fear of failure. Listen, fear is a powerful emotion. It can paralyze us, keep us from trying new things, from taking risks. But here's the deal. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Every single successful person out there has experienced setbacks, roadblocks, even epic fails. They didn't let those failures define them, they used them as fuel to keep moving forward. 2. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. Think about your brain like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Mistakes are like weightlifting for your brain. When you make a mistake, analyze it. What went wrong? Why did it happen? How can you do things differently next time? This constant process of reflection and improvement is what fuels growth. 3. Focus on effort over outcome. We often get so caught up in the end result, that promotion, that winning score, that perfect Instagram photo, that we forget about the journey itself. The truth is, the real value comes from putting in the effort, from constantly striving to be better. Celebrate your dedication, your perseverance, even when you don't achieve the desired outcome. 4. Surround yourself with growth-minded people. You know what they say, birds of a feather flock together. If you want to cultivate a growth mindset, hang out with people who share that same mentality. Find mentors, friends, colleagues who inspire you, who challenge you to step outside your comfort zone. 5. Practice self-compassion. Okay, let's be real, sometimes failure can hit hard. It's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated even. But don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, setbacks are temporary, but your ability to learn and grow is endless. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been dreaming of opening her own gallery. She pours her heart into creating stunning pieces, but after several unsuccessful attempts at getting her work showcased in established galleries, she starts doubting herself. Maybe I'm not good enough, she thinks. Maybe this dream is just too big. But then, Sarah remembers this episode of Fortitude First and the power of a growth mindset. She decides to take a different approach. Instead of focusing on those rejections, she uses them as fuel to learn and improve. She attends workshops, hones her skills, connects with other artists, and even starts organizing her own pop-up exhibitions. It's a journey filled with challenges, but Sarah keeps pushing forward, embracing every step as an opportunity for growth. So, what are the key takeaways we can pull from this? Number 1. Don't let fear hold you back. Take risks, even if they feel scary. Number 2. Mistakes are your friends, learn from them and keep moving forward. Number 3. Focus on the journey, not just the destination. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself along the way. This isn't about being perfect, it's about constantly striving to be better. Remember that growth mindset embraces those challenges, turn those failures into fuel, and watch yourself soar. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of fortitude, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep growing, and never stop striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.